Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for early April 2020. With the near national lockdown and stay-at-home orders in place, it's been a bit harder to find some news to cover, and mainly with the uncertainty of conventions for at least about the next 6 months or so, this makes releases very hard to pinpoint, so I won't have a whole lot of release dates for a lot of these games. And also, as of late, more and more publishers and distributors are starting to halt all their shipments, so this might end up a month or two of slow news, but I'll do my best to keep everyone updated on some gaming news, but it also might become more of a digital news and Kickstarter news that I'll be covering more and more. So also the good thing is some companies have embraced the lockdown and have been releasing digital content. And one such company is Portal Games. Now they have two things they've done. So Suburbia is the standalone Case for Detective, a modern crime board game. And you can play even if you don't even own the base game. So it's kind of a print and play, but it does let you get a good feel of the Detective, a modern crime board game. This is very cool because it uses has a phone adaptation kind of way. You're using your phone to solve these crimes and figure these things out. It's very good, kind of family weight, but yet still kind of thinky and real fun thing. They've also released three additional scenarios for Empires of the North that you can play with any clan that you wish. So check both of those out as well. I'll put a link on the show notes for you where you can find those, and they'll be releasing a lot more things. Portal's been really good about releasing extra things on their website, so keep an eye on this link that I send you, so in case they do release other digital things, and as I see more digital-only things that have come out, or digital releases for you to keep, waste some time and kill some time while you're stuck at home, I'll let you know about them as well. The OP has announced an expansion to Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle. This is the Charms and Potions expansion. Now, Hogwarts Battle is a cooperative deck-building game in which you'll play all the books or years of Harry Potter as well. And there's another expansion that was out, but this one is the Charms and Potions expansion. What this gives you is four more scenarios, or four more playable boxes, so that's four more scenarios, and also a new character that you can play, which is Ginny Weasley. The other expansion that was out was Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle, the Monster Box of Monsters expansion, which came out in 2017. Now, this one, again, like I said, this is a pretty, light to medium weight deck building, but being that it's co-op, it's a lot of fun. Each one of these adventures is about an hour to 2 hours at most, depending on how many players you have. And of course, if you're a big Harry Potter fan, I highly recommend this. So again, I love deck building games, and this is a great one. I've played this with my daughter, who at the time, I believe she was only about 12. So this is very accessible for pretty much all ages. Now, there's not sure of the release, but it seems to be about $30 to $35. And being that it has the four game packs, so four new scenarios, a new character, and extra cards, it seems like a pretty good deal to me. Now, Luma Imports is going to be importing Via Magica. Now, this will come out later, hopefully later this year. This is a bingo-style game in which you're magic students. Now, this is going to re-implement Rise of Augustus. Now, this is Rise of Augustus was a great, great game for the whole family. Basically, you're going to be drawing items from a bag, and it tells you which one of the areas. It's going to be different kind of bingo chips, but for the game, where you'll have different resources that you'll be putting one of your kind of cubes or chits onto. And then once a card is full, you announce that you've completed that card, and then you put it into play. Now here you're going to be basically magic students, and then you're going to decide which area that you're going to be putting, the rune that'll be drawn out of the bag, which one you want to work on. Now each one of you'll have about six cards in front of you. You'll be working on a different one, and once one of them is full, you'll put it into play. You're either going to get more buffs or other things that you'll cast, or ways to score victory points, or actually buffs to victory points. This is going to be a 2 to 6 player game, ages 7 and up, and it's going to be about $25. This is a game that I highly recommend, again, because this is a good family weight game, so check that one out. I love playing Rise of Augustus, so I think this one will be a good hit since it is pretty much a re-implementation of that. Now, Gale Force 9 will be releasing Aliens, Another Glorious Day in the Core later this year. Gale Force 9 is known for their IP games, and I've always say that I really, really, really love their IP games. They do just a good job. IP games always in the past have just really bad reputation for being bad, but this is one company that does know how to get it done. Now, from the publisher Aliens, Another Glorious Day in the Core is a co-op survival game in which you and your team of specialist colonial marines will gear up against serious firepower and head into Hadley's Hope to find survivors and answers. But you're not alone. To survive, you'll need to work together, keep your cool, and stay frosty to fight off relentless xenomorph ambushes and get out there alive. That was a mouthful. So you're going to play up to six different missions. You're going to have one to six players. It's going to be co-op. Each mission is probably going to take about 1 to 2 hours, depending on the size of your roster, how many players that you will be playing. Hopefully this year it'll be out and it'll be about $60. And finally, at the end of the tabletop news, Ares Game is going to be distributing Alone from Horrible Game Guild. Now, Ares Games will be distributing. This is a Kickstarter game that I believe that should, with Ares distributing it, should get much, much wider distribution. Now, Alone is a one versus many dungeon crawler, but here's the twist. Usually with these one versus many games, the one is the DM or the overlord versus all of the players. Here, the one is the player who is quote unquote alone in the dungeon versus the many who are the other players sending all sorts of nastiness against that one player. Here's some more info from BGG. The story of the game will be unfolded through several scenarios, each one divided into several chapters. Each chapter has an objective for a hero to complete, while the evil players will have to stop him or try to fulfill a different objective of their own. The outcome of each chapter will influence the gameplay of subsequent one. So each scenario is conceived with branching storyline that can adapt to the actions of the players. If the hero completes his goal, his life will be easier in the next chapter. But it's also true if the evil players complete their goals. Again, I'm not sure of the price, but I saw one listed for about $60 in retail, so you should be able to find this one when it is available for $50 to $55. On to some digital news. Now, one of the favorite things for me to do now since all the lockdown has been, so you can't really get with players, is to play tabletop games online. Now, there's a ton of great places to play online games between yucata.de, that's yucata.de, or boardgamearena.com. There's also Tabletopia, and of course, Tabletop Simulator on Steam. There's some other great ones out there, so you can go to either one of these, or simply go and Google playing board games online, or online board games. You should be able to find a lot of great places there, and most of them are free as well. You can kind of support different areas, some different sites, and you might get some different perks or unlock other games as well. Charterstone Digital has been released on Steam and iOS, and it seems that Android and Switch are coming soon as they're not quite done yet. This is a worker placement legacy style game it's got some bugs early, but they seem to kind of work through those. Now, I'm pretty sure it's also cross-platform. Now, with this, it's going to be basically 1 to 6 players. You can play this game by yourself with that kind of campaign component against the AI, which is actually very, very good. Or you can play up to 6 players. Now, with the regular game on analog, in real life, I would not recommend playing this 5 or 6 players, but 3 or 4 players is great, and especially if you can play this solo, also great. Right now, it's $18.99 on Steam and $9.99 on iOS, so check that one out. It's very, very good. I've been playing it myself as well, and again, they've quashed a lot of those bugs that were there on day one. Also releasing early this week, probably March 31st should be released everywhere officially, but Sagrada Digital. It looks like it's already released an early kind of early release on Steam, but I bet the iOS should be out this week or early April. This game, Sagrada, is an amazing game at all player counts, so I really recommend this one. I'm not sure if you can play it solo, but it's even very, very good with 2 players. Kind of a little puzzly game with dice. Really, really good playing. I believe you can play up to 4 or 5 players. The digital should be about the same, but highly recommend checking this one out once it does come out as well. Now, like I mentioned, there's a ton of great games on Steam that you can get. Yellow and Yahtzee just came out as well. You can play things if you're old school player like Axis and Allies. Raiders of the North Sea is out. Gloomhaven, which I can't stop talking about, is out. The whole campaign should be out sometime later this year. Hopefully by the summer it's out. Galaxy Trucker, another amazing game with all the extended edition on digital. Digital is only $5 right now. You can play Talisman if you do like Talisman. Istanbul's out there. Pandemic also out on Steam. One Deck Dungeon. Lords of Waterdeep, which is an amazing worker placement game. And even a game like Splendor, another really good one. Sentinels of the Multiverse, Ascension, of course. Now, the Witcher adventure game. Now, if anybody out there is a fan of Witcher, the Witcher series itself, there was a Ignacy Cevicek of Portal Games put out the Witcher adventure game, which was a Fantasy Fight release years ago. It's probably not in release anywhere else. But the adventure game, which you can play it on Steam, less than $2. So you really need to go check this one out. Also, of course, there's Ticket to Ride, Elder Signs Omens, which is basically, you know, the online version of Elder Sign, and Small World 2, which is basically playing Small World Digital. Really, really good implementation. So there's a absolute ton of games you can get on Steam. And of course, Terraforming Mars. How could I forget that? But yeah, check out any one of those games. Hey, let's head on over to Kickstarter. It's Frosthaven week now. Frosthaven was supposed to go up March 24th, but with all the craziness in the world, Isaac Childress had decided to push it back a week. So it should be up on the 31st of March. Probably when you're hearing this, you should be able to get it there. It's going to be a lot of great goodies and it's going to be amazing. And that's Frosthaven. Check that one out. I'll probably tweet out a link. I won't be able to get it into show notes. Maybe Steven get into the show notes once it does get released. Also up, Sanctuary, The Keeper's Era. This is a game that's being put out by Tabula Games. This is kind of a two-player, kind of a battle card game. Now, there's up to six factions that they've got at release, and you're going to be playing these one-on-one. Each faction will play a lot different from the other, but you'll be battling one-on-one with this one. This one is well-funded with about 3.5 weeks to go, and you can get three of the factions to play for $12. Either way, the Lands of Dusk or Lands of Dawn, there's three decks in each one of those, or for $38, I believe that's 38 pounds. It's about $43 US, and delivery will be $10 to $14 to the US. You'll get the Kickstarter edition, which will have all six decks, two play mats, all the solo mode cards, stretch goals, and a digital art book of both of those. And that should be delivered in about a year or two anywhere in the world. This looks pretty cool. This is kind of one of those that kind of flew under the radar a little bit, even though it's got 118,000, but I haven't heard a whole lot about this one. But the gameplay does seem pretty solid. This one is put out again by Tabula Games. Also, Winter Kingdom. This one is put out by Queen Games. This is going to be a real re-implementation, or kind of, I guess it's more of a sequel to Kingdom Builder. I absolutely love Kingdom Builder. This is an unsung game by Queen Games, by Donald X. Vaccarino, who did, he's the one who did Dominion. Now, Winter Kingdom looks like it kind of takes it and kind of really builds on Kingdom Builder, where you're going to have different shapes of kind of the map, different rules, and a lot more variability with a lot of the different cards, because you'll have the different terrain cards, which is where you're putting your houses. There'll be ability cards that will be changed up throughout each one of the games. Winter Kingdom cards, which will change things as well. Economy cards, twist cards, tunnel cards. And oh man, it looks really, really good. I cannot wait to check this one out. To get in on this one, there are some. I'm not a big fan of Early Bird, but depending on when you get in, it looks like there's a bunch left of this Early Bird 2 to get it in about $52, or you can get the regular game at $65 or more. I'm not sure. It says ships to anywhere in the world, but I'm not sure if shipping is added later. Hopefully shipping is included with that price. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, this is also well-funded. You'll have about a week to go when you hear this, so you'll want to get in on that. I'll have a link to this one in the show notes. And finally, by Mike Gnade, is Lawyer Up. This is an asymmetrical card game for two players, where one player is a noble prosecution and the other is the steadfast defense. Also, this is well-funded and about a week to go. Two-player lawyer-esque card game, you know, kind of takes place in a courtroom, but there'll be different things depending on what kind of a case you've got. You'll be playing cards to kind of sway the jury, and depending on the different cases, since there are multiple cases in the box, you'll have to do different things, and or how, depending on the different cases, how much of the jury you will need to succeed. There's also an expansion that is called Witch Trial, Lawyer Up Witch Trial, that you can add to it, which has different art style, and obviously this is kind of an older one. There's also the Lawyer Up Godfather. There's a bunch of different really cool things you can add to this. This looks like a really cool game. I haven't got a chance to play it. This was going to be coming to us, but with all the delays in mail, I never did get the chance to play this one. But it looks like you can get into there with $29 or more, gets you Lawyer Up the core set, stretch goals, and a print and play. Or for $49, you get what they call the senior partner, Lawyer Up, stretch goals, Witch Trial expansion, and the Godfather expansion. So you can get everything for right around $50 there. So that one is Lawyer Up. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you would want me to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.